Living Well, Dr. Cheryl Wilson. Good morning, how are you?
Very well. How are you going, Anthony?
I'm going good. We're talking about blue zones today.
Yes, I love this topic. Sometimes people wonder, how did lifestyle medicine sort of come into being of a known entity, aside from being the core aspect of all branches of medicine, which can't be a surprise. What we eat, how we sleep, what we move, where our body is, our environment, you know, has so many effects on our health and well-being.
Now, blue zone. It kind of sounds a little raunchy, but it's not.
No. You think of the Blues Brothers a bit, don't you? They were probably the opposite of a blue zone. So blue zones are areas that some people were looking at the demographics and all the statistics and the bits and pieces of areas around the world. And there were several spots that came up that they just happened to color blue, I presume, that showed that people were living into their hundreds and having healthy, happy lives. Like they're not dementia, not nursing homes, doesn't mean none of that happened, but a large part of the population was 100 years old, active, visiting friends in the community, doing things, and they started looking at that and going, what's going on there that they're doing so well that we can learn from?
Diet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, diet's going to be a big part of it. So yeah. The initial study looked at, you got it, nutrition and physical activity, how much we weigh, as in the body mass index, or BMI, and whether they smoked or not. So they found that, you know, what a surprise, smoking was detrimental to the health. So people that didn't smoke, people that had a BMI, and you got to take a grain of salt with anything in the body mass index. If someone's really ripped and really full of muscle, it's going to say it's high when really they're healthy. But on the average, if we're not all walking around like Arnold Schwarzenegger or people working out at CrossFit, then it can be whether we're carrying extra weight or not. So these people weren't skinny minis. They were, their BMI was under 30, which means some of them were overweight, but weren't obese, physically active. So we're not saying necessarily going to the gym, though, you know, if you do it, enjoy it, go for it. But we're talking about people that got up in the morning and did Tai Chi or yoga, or were in the garden, that they walked to their friend's place or biked to their friend's place. And the nutrition was predominantly plant-rich. So that doesn't mean no meat, animal products. It means plant-rich, that they had a lot of fruit and vegetable in their diet. And when they looked at just those factors, they prevented 80% of chronic diseases. We're talking heart attack and stroke, diabetes, lung disease like emphysema, things like that. And that's pretty powerful. If that were a tablet, we'd all be taking it.
All the topics that we've spoken about over mm-hmm. the time, it always seems to come back to two things, doesn't it, Doctor?
It does. And A, it's not a surprise, really. You know, we wouldn't put dirt in the petrol tank and expect the car to run, yet we tend to do this. And, you know, I'm human, too. I've put donuts in the petrol tank here for myself. You know, you got to eat healthy and so that you can give yourself the energy and the components, the building blocks to build a healthy body and have it run well. And we are made to move. It's only in the past 100 years or so where we sat on our butts and even worse so, sitting in front of the TV and things like that. We were always on the move. There were always things that need to be done. And, you know, it's not a surprise if you smoking and or drinking alcohol in excess is going to be harder on the body because it has to repair the damage. And sleep's so important as well. You know, we sleep for a third of our life for a very good reason. It's crucial to all aspects of our lives. They've proven that people that have purpose in their life, that they're in the community, involved in community activities, live healthier, happier lives. And another big one is relationships, the quality of our relationships. There's studies that show that the better the quality of our relationships are, the healthier we are, the happier we are, and the longer we live.
Okay, what's your favorite donut?
It was my favorite donut.
What's your go-to donut?
Oh, it doesn't exist here in Australia, which is probably a good thing. It can, in Canada, I loved a honey cruller, which I'm sure was just 100% fat and sugar.
Oh, Sounds good though. Anything with honey in it, it's got to be good for you. It's got honey in it. It's got honey in it.
Yes. It's it sounds good, and it was tasty, and yes, and it's probably good for my health that I'm on the other side of the world away from them.
And all you can think about for the rest of the morning is a donut.
It's going to be honey crooner.
It's going to be heaven. Now, some more great advice there this morning, Doctor, and as Nurse Anthony, I'm bringing in your next patient, who I think's just trying to get out of a consultation fee here, one Lockie Whittle.
Lockie's there.
Yeah, Lockie's popped in to say good day.
I was waved into the studio, Dr.
Hey,
Sharon.
Lockie.
Morning, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good.
I hear you've been working hard.
Well, he has been, and that's what we wanted to ask you on the air, is he feels skinnier, the clothes are looser, but he's put on weight.
Brilliant. This happens more common than you think. So we get stuck on one digit. We get stuck on the numbers. So if we look on the scales, and this is time and time again with my shared medical appointments where I work with group weight loss, people get looking at that, and it's either not going down fast enough or it's not going down. But what can happen is, particularly if you start doing physical activity, and even more so if you're looking at putting on muscle mass by getting stronger, is that the muscle, the same amount of muscle compared to fat, is the muscle only takes up one-tenth of the space but has the same weight as that, you know, chunk of fat. So as we lose the fat and we gain the muscle, then what happens is the scales may not change, but the circumference around our waist or our legs will change. If we hopped on one of the scales I have here that looks at fat percentage, you'll see the fat percentage go down. And as it sounds like Lockie's been saying, the pants or the shirts start to get looser. So we don't want to get fixated on one thing, because you're actually winning, Lockie. You're just looking at the wrong statistic or digit to recognize all your hard efforts.
Well, the T-shirts are certainly looser, but not around the armbands. You should see the guns on this bloke. My goodness, Doctor.
Well, there you go. And when we've got more muscle, when we sit at rest and do nothing, we actually burn off more calories that way too. So it's just like, and you're stronger and can do more things and you're fitter. And then when they're easier to do, then you enjoy doing them more because they aren't such an effort. So it's just a win, 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 win.
Did I hear that right? Sitting around doing nothing burns calories. Well, if that's the case, I should be absolutely ripped. I heard that wrong, didn't I, clearly? Sitting around doing nothing burns more calories.
You need to have muscle mass for that to happen.
I see. Yeah.
There you go. And that's our basal metabolic rate, just the bare minimum it takes to energy required to keep us breathing and digesting and moving and blinking and talking and all that. But yes, Lockie and I were talking about incidental movement and activity the past couple of weeks. And, yeah, you're right. So, yes, while you're sitting there, you're going to burn more calories with muscle on, but I want you up about every 20 minutes or so moving around, just like when we used to have commercials on TV programs. Get up and move around the house or the office.
Oh, look, I'd make sure I get out and get some fresh air at least once an hour.
Excellent. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the air isn't that fresh. I move around, and that's the important part. Dr. Cheryl Wilson, Living Well, thanks for your time this morning. You have a great week. We'll catch up next Friday.